Let's meet our first coach tonight from the Easton Warriors, none other than Matt Griffith. Hey, good evening, Coach. How's the team looking so far?
We're making progress. Each day is getting a little bit better. Graduated a lot of players last year in skilled positions, and the younger kids are coming along nicely.
Now, when we take a look at the Easton Warriors, I mean, you lost Jalen Mooney. You know, probably he was our overtime live Queenstown Bank Student Athlete of the Year last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you've got talent there. Not to mention LJ Flournoy, probably arguably the best linebacker in the Bayside. You've got a lot of talent that you have to replace. So who's going to take over for quarterback for Flournoy? I mean, for Mooney?
Well, T.J. Nixon, who, got some experience at quarterback as a freshman when Jalen got hurt and had played there at a couple different opportunities throughout the season. But he'll be the main guy for the quarterback role this year. And, T.J.'s doing a nice job thus far, and he's learning the system and, progressing nicely.
And at fullback, I mean, Flournoy got it done for you back there in the backfield. So who's going to have to step up and, fill those shoes?
Well, I think we're not going to fill those shoes. It's just like Jalen. We're not trying to fill those shoes. We're going to ask kids to do what they're capable of, and we're going to need a full stable of running backs to do what we need them to do to take care of, what LJ did for us last year.
And then, of course, on the defensive side of the ball, I guess you'll put two people in LJ's spot there.
I'd like to put four if possible.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's stick with the offense real quick. Any changes from the high-powered offense you had last year?
No, we'll still be the same multiple set offense, and going to try to go as fast as possible when we can, and try to get alignments and formations to benefit us and what our strengths might be, and I think we're still trying to figure that out this year.
Do you find that high school students struggle on trying to adapt to the play system calling or the play calling system that you guys have instituted with the signboards and all that?
Now, actually, last year, with it being the first year for us, our kids, I think, did an outstanding job. We had one or two little hiccups early on, but, I think it's like anything. If the kid does it enough and gets enough repetition with it, he becomes comfortable and good with it, and that's what they did last year. And, we're asking this group to do something very similar, and, hopefully they can, be as good as with it as the group last year was.
And Coach, I'm hoping this year Overtime Live actually makes one, we make it onto one of the squares there for your play calling board.
I'm sure we could figure something out.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. it would give us some advertising when BOC puts you on TV.
There you go.
That's what it's all about. And so let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. You guys and your whole coaching staff spent a little time down at Virginia Tech. Are we going to see a little bit of Bud's defense there?
Oh, we did go down there this year. We got to see a couple different things. We've kind of adopted a few things from there. Obviously at the college level, they can do a whole lot more just because of the athletes that they have versus the high school level and how complicated they can make things. So we try to, dummy it down a little bit and simplify things for our kids. And, I think you'll see a similar system and, we'll be, hopefully we'll be able to adapt that and see what happens this year with it.
Talk with Matt Griffith from the Easton Warriors.
Coach, I know that I got a chance to talk to you in Cambridge at the media day a few weeks ago, and I was asking really all the coaches going into training camp, what did you think you had to work on to improve, and what did you think you had to just basically just refine, if you will, after training camp now? How has that gone, and what are some of the things that you're really keying on, or was there one main thing that you were keying on or a theme in this year's training camp?
Well, for us, we graduated, like I said, a lot of kids on both sides of the ball. So we just wanted to get everybody comfortable with the system offensively and the new system defensively and make sure they were comfortable with assignments. And, we've kind of taken a step back a little bit, and we maybe haven't been able to move as fast as we wanted to since we have such a younger group of underclassmen with us. But, they're doing what we're asking them to do and working hard each day. I think for us, it's really going to be about, doing their job and the assignment, Talk about Bud Foster. Bud Foster is, it's called the lunch pail defense. Well, it's called that for a reason. And, that's what we're trying to get to. And, we got a lot of kids that can play that role, bring the lunch pail and do their job. And that's what we're asking them to do.
So a little different defensive look for the Warriors this year, going with a more of a four-man front, or will you go back and still use some of that five-man as well?
We'll bounce back and forth to whatever we think we need to do from week to week. But, you know, we'll be predominantly an even front, I think, this year.
Let's talk about your first game, and that's going to be against North Carolina on the road at North Carolina in Ridgely. And you've been to each of North Carolina's last two scrimmages. What kind of problems do you think that the Bulldogs can present for the Warriors, although I think you beat them the last three or four years?
Yeah, the last couple of years don't mean anything for next Friday night. You know, Coach McCormick and his staff does a great job getting their kids ready. I could list and go on and on. I don't think you have enough airtime for me to tell you all the problems they'll present teams this year. But, you know, one of them right off the bat is they're very fast. They got a lot of very talented running backs. Their quarterback does a real nice job of managing the offense. And, you know, their offensive line is very systematic and does what they're supposed to do to be successful. They're a very good football team, and you know, we'll have our hands full next week.
Let's talk about your prediction for the 2015 football season for the Eastern Warriors. What are your goals? What do you predict is going to be the outcome of this team?
Well, you know, I think for us, there's a couple things that have to happen. We have to stay healthy. Just as, you know, I think people will start to see we're not very deep in a lot of areas. And, you know, total numbers, you know, with the kids that we graduated, we've got to stay healthy at quite a few of the positions. And then, you know, we have to do our job. And we talked about playing assignment football, and that's what it's really going to dictate for us on how successful we'll be. You know, this program's came a long way, and we want to continue to try to build on that tradition and not go backwards if at all possible. And, you know, obviously, if we have an opportunity to make the playoff, that's what our goal is going to be. But for us right now, it's, you know, getting focused for week one and just focus on North Carolina. And, you know, we're going to focus on the next opponent in a different color jersey each week, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, good luck, Coach, and we're going to ask every coach this tonight, the prediction as to who the top team to beat in the conference is this year?
Well, I think you have a couple teams that are right there. I think North Carolina, Queen Anne's, Kent County, and you can't take Ken Allen out of that equation with what they've done there, even under a new head coach with Coach Ferragamo. You know, great football coach, and he'll have them up and running, but I tell you, I think there's going to be a lot of exciting games to watch this year. I know Kent County and Queen Anne's play in week one. I think that's going to be a phenomenal game to watch. I think Caroline's going to present teams all year long, you know, if they stay healthy with problems with their speed at running back. And then I'll be interested to see the new system that, you know, Coach Ferragamo puts in up Ken Allen. You know, I think those four teams there are really, you know, the piece there. Cambridge is always going to be tough. The Bayside football, and I don't know if you guys agree with me on this or not, but it's gotten better each and every year across the board. You know, when we first got here, we heard a lot about, you know, it was always the South teams. The North really stepped it up, and, you know, the South is continuing to be successful. So I just think Bayside football as a whole has gotten a whole lot better, and the competition is getting better and better each and every week.
I think you're dead on. Good luck this season. We look forward to talking to you each and every week.
All right, thanks a lot, Mark. Take care now, Mike.